This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, coming up on the show, we're going to check the mailbag. Woohoo! Lots of mail from all of you across this great nation. Plus, Linda McMahon. Boy, I had massive emails requesting that I play and give an opportunity to hear Linda McMahon and her pals. And I guess, you know, if you think about it, McMahon running for Senate, $45 million, like it was candy, boom, spent on that, and not winning it. It was one of the big stories not that long ago, it seems like a handful of years ago, coming out in Connecticut about McMahon trying to wrestle that Senate seat and spending a bloody fortune on it. So now she's trying to empower women, and she and two pretty interesting friends are getting it done, and we have a nice conversation about that. And trust me, guys, even the most hardened guy listening to it, it is very, very interesting stuff. Stuff. Somebody told me one time, don't use the word stuff. Who is a stuff? We are a stuff. See, when people learn English as their second language, oh boy, it's a whole different ball game. A whole different ball game. And I think you can sometimes tell, let's put it that way. How about a city councilman who was removed from office for a 93 drug conviction? And they want them squeaky clean. So that's exactly what happened. The district attorney said that they could no longer do this. You know, the problem is he pled no contest to charges that he dealt crack cocaine and was sentenced to 6 to 15 years in prison. The 45-year-old has been asking for a state pardon so he could serve on the council in another spot where he owns a barbershop and has married and raised four children since he has been released from prison. Wow. A backlog of pardon requests means they likely will take years. Is that not the worst? What did they used to say? Don't do the crime if you can't pay the time. There is massive truth to that. Massive truth. You know, I'm always curious when things fall out of the back of the truck. There's an expression about that where I grew up, meaning they have free stuff and did you want one? But there's this lawsuit where a banana truck caused a Massachusetts restaurant fire. And it's out of Massachusetts. They say that a truck carrying bananas rolled over in June of 2012 and ruptured a natural gas line that sparked a fire. So the suit names defendants Jaquita Fresh North America, based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Columbia Gas of Massachusetts, and the owner and driver of the truck and freight money. It was a plan. It was an inside job. Of course it was. That's what they're telling us, that it's an inside job. So the owners are suing the banana company, saying that a truck carrying those bananas caused a fire that destroyed their business. Wow. So it goes deeper. We're back on the whole fire thing, the firestorm, the malaise. Again. As we motor through, there's a story that has a follow-up that we talked about. This high school teacher in prison for licking Nutella off a 14-year-old student. Ugh. I don't get it. But his name is Andrew Wilson. And he was a drama teacher in the UK. He was put in prison for 20 months, given 10 years on the sex offense. Wow. That doesn't seem to jive. It's not congruent, let's put it that way. So, according to the Mirror in the UK, he had the girls pulled out of a science class so she could have sex with him. Oh. The prosecutor says that the two of them had Nutzella and kicked it from their bodies. Wow. And then the teacher was aware that she had to go home to catch a school bus because her parents wouldn't know anything about what was going on. Oh, man. Those are tough, crazy stories. Nutzella and a 14-year-old student and a high school teacher. Just stay away. Just stay away. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. And this story is maybe one of the... I thought it was a mock story out of California. But it was no mock story. A California car salesman was actually killed during a test drive on Tuesday. So check this out. Listen to this. When the man driving the car slammed into a tree, according to police, the man was driving... who was driving the car, 28-year-old Alex Dimitrov, was arrested on suspicion of vehicular manslaughter. And Dimitrov and a 43-year-old CarMax employee were driving a red Corvette a couple of blocks from the car dealership in California. When, of course, the calls come in and people see it and they got to... The money part is real, the other part is not. And he has to constantly reinforce that, I suppose. It's called reinvention, right? Reinvention. And we see that probably the most in Hollywood. So, a California car salesman, what happens to him? Is he driving off into the sunset to go to prison? Is he get a slap on the wrist? What happens? I say he gets a slap on the wrist. You don't see widespread panic in the organization. So that's what I think. Definitely. All right, a good place to remind you about a couple of things that are like housekeeping things. Keep the letters flowing as they always do. Kate Delaney. There's a couple of different ways to reach me. AmericaTonight.net is probably the best instead of the other, so I won't even go there. So go to AmericaTonight.net and flip me emails constantly, whether it's dumb things, whether it's just straight up email, maybe even if it's political, write political on it. All right, we're up against it. We got to fly. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I think you know the one I mean. I am woman, healing roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and prepare.
I'm so excited. Our virtual green room is packed today. You're going to love this. And this is where my heart, where my passion lies. In promoting women, especially in leadership, there's just not enough of it. You guys know, you send me the emails all the time. So here's who we have. If you could be a fly on the wall off the air, imagine the conversation. We have Linda McMahon with us, co-founder, former CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment. And she's partnered up with a couple of dynamos for sure. Stacy Shefflin is with us too. She's the founder and president of YBF Beauty. You've heard of it. And social media strategist Debbie Saviano joins us. It's interesting right there if you think of just their last names. Hey, I grew up in that neighborhood, so I know. But I love their new company that is aimed specifically zeroing in at promoting leadership opportunities for women. So, ladies, welcome to America Tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good morning, or good night, good evening.
Exactly. And, you know, we air all over the place, so it could be morning drive, somebody driving down the road, or, you know, in Portland earlier in the evening. So, Linda, tell me how this all came about. How did you get involved with this? How did this happen?
Well, actually, I am going to let Stacy Shefflin take over and tell you that, because she and Debbie Saviano were the real catalyst in this, and I'd love to hear them tell it because they tell it so well, and since they were the originators, I'm going to turn it over to them.
All right, Stacy, I love that. I love that. Linda turning the mic over. So, Stacy, tell us how you and Debbie schemed this idea up.
And you know what? As great women do, we always have a scheme. You think about what's the process of something you want to happen, and then you work towards it. And that's exactly what happened. I was at a conference. I met Debbie Saviano. She is the social media strategist. She is a designer in her own right on how to have women and people have influence online. And when I met her, I was just so engaged and connected with her. I said, oh, my God, you've got to be on my show on HSN, YBF Beauty. We sell beauty products. I want you to be one of my girlfriends. YBF stands for your best friend, and I was going to have some of my BFFs on. So I invited her to come on with a girlfriend, and they came on. And after the 2 days of shows, and she was like, I'm mesmerized by all this stuff, that being behind the scenes at a shopping channel is so invigorating, and it's real time. It's quick, quick, fast, fast. But I said, girlfriend, that's how we do things. And Kate, you know, because in your industry as well, we kind of think in 4 to 8 minute sound bites. Get the message
yes.
out, tell your benefits and features, get people engaged, get them interested. I said, you know what? If we could do that and really be a catalyst for change, be guiders, be motivational women for other women and take them on a journey, would you be in for that? And we sat down and we went through about an hour of like brainstorming. And she's like, I'm all into it. I love it. I said, okay, Debbie, here's the deal. We just had a groundbreaking idea. This is like, think pioneer, think break it all up, make it happen, really be, discover things for all of us. She goes, yeah, I'm into it. I want to do this. We can do it. We can create a safe place for women to come and engage, connect, and prosper mentally, physically, and financially. I said, okay, let's go do that. I'm going to call you this week. We're going to make it happen. And here's the deal. You cannot let life get in the way with this, because we've all said we want to do so many things in our life, and
yeah.
you know how things just happen.
Yeah.
Debbie goes, Stacey, I am a doer. We are going to make this happen. So I'm going to now hand it over to Debbie.
All right. I love that, Debbie, by the way. What a powerhouse Stacey Shefflin is. There's no question about it. And if anybody out there has seen her, they absolutely know what I'm talking about. So you have that conversation. I like it. She's driving the train saying, let's not just talk about it because we're all busy. I like to say we live in a 140 character world. So how do you take this and make this safe place and move it forward?
So Stacey and I, we spent all these days together planning. So then afterwards, we got together with her husband, David, who's a Harvard grad, and he helps with a business plan. So we had all this concept down. We had gone through everything. But we said we need to have a woman who's been there, done that, and who's willing to give us guidance and counsel. And Stacey said, I've got a girlfriend, as we do, as Stacey said. So she calls, makes an appointment for us to go up and see Linda McMahon in Connecticut, and Linda's gracious enough to give us some time. So we go up, and we basically pitch our idea of what we're wanting to do. And we said, Linda, we need insight. Tell us if we're on the right track. Should we do something differently, et cetera, et cetera. And so then I'm going to turn it over to Linda. We didn't even plan this, but this is such a good tag team. It's perfect. So Linda, I'm going to send you a report.
Linda, you have the floor, Linda, now, because they came to you, they came to the mountain. You knew how to do these types of things, and you certainly know how to crack through the glass ceiling, and especially gathering people together. So what did you add to what was happening here?
I don't really think I added anything. They came to me with such a well thought out plan. And I think I've validated their thought process. But let me just back up for a second. You've heard both these women now on the phone. Do you think I had a chance when they came up here? I mean, Debbie said it, you know, we're such a great tag team. Amen. They were. they came in. But the thing of it is I had been also looking at ways to help empower women. When I was campaigning for the Senate in the state of Connecticut and, you know, being in business for such a long time, I came across so many women, and I really wasn't aware of the marketplace and the need for empowerment or the need for a market that was truly there for a community of women who wanted to support each other, needed guidance, needed help on how to, as you said, Kate, shatter the glass ceiling.
Yes.
How to stand more forcefully, I can say that, on their own 2 feet. And so the more I talked with Debbie and Stacey, I thought, this is so good. It just dovetails so beautifully into what I have been thinking about in terms of, you know, how to reach out and reach more women, to convince more of them to run for office, to convince more of them to go in for that promotion, to ask for that higher raise, or if they're starting their business, you know, how can they access capital? How can they more efficiently develop their business plan? I said, wow, I said, and this, I think, can really be a great company. And so while they came to get advice and validation before they left, I wanted in, and they allowed me to be their partner. And I came in, and I think it's just been a great relationship. And so we're moving the ball forward to our first event in May 19th through the 22nd. We started in Texas. We're going to be in Irving, Texas, which is just a suburb of Dallas. Mm-hmm. Debbie lives there. She has so many contacts. We've worked very well with the Chamber of Commerce, with Beth Bowman, who has just been amazing for us. She's the CEO of the Irving Chamber, and we're really excited.
Five star.
She definitely wants us full time to say the greater five star chamber of Irving. So that's kind of the background and how we came to fit all the parts together. I think we each bring our strengths, and I think we mesh and meld so well together, and we truly are a team. And it's just fun.
I bet it's fun. I can imagine. I can imagine. Let's just say having a cocktail with you ladies, what the conversation would be like. I just, oh boy, oh boy. So Linda, in talking about that, you said something pretty interesting about empowerment. What is it about women that we take a step back in asking for a promotion, in stepping up to the plate? Sometimes, as you said, you know, you ran for Senate, and you could certainly see that. You could see how wonderful that was with females embracing you, men too, but really seeing a lot of women come out of the woodwork. Why is that? What is that about? What is it about women that there's so much in the back seat? I mean, how do you inspire women to jump to these leadership roles?
Well, I think really it's mostly how we grew up, how we were educated, the roles that, you know, we lived as we were growing up. And today, what our motto is that we want women who have power and who really execute and do the job well. We don't want that to be a surprise anymore. We want that to be expected, because that is who women are today. And we have found that women who have a community that support them and, as I like to say, give a little wind beneath their wings, they just are more confident. They move forward better. But somehow we need, more so than men do, we need that community of women to have that support. And I think that's what we're finding more and more and more. It's not that we take them by the hand and lead them somewhere. We just kind of give them a little buffer zone, give them some tools to really help them empower themselves.
I love that. So well said. Ladies, hang on. We're going to come back with more in just a second here on ATN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're back with, again, three dynamic women who are really trying to make a difference as they partnered up to launch Women's Leadership Live. I love it. Linda McMahon, co-founder, former CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment. We all remember when she ran for the Senate in Connecticut. I remember that. It was terrific. So close. And then we've got Stacey Shefflin, who's with us, and you catch her on HSN. You know HSN is near and dear to my heart with my family connection there. She's the founder and president of YBF Beauty and social media guru, I'm going to call her. Yes, she's a strategist. She's a guru. Debbie Saviano, they all got together and decided, okay, let's build something where women can come and make it an expectation that it's commonplace for women to be in these leadership roles. So, Debbie, let's talk about your story. What was it like for you? Because in starting a business, even if you have friends and a little help, if you're still out there doing the entrepreneurial thing, what was it like for you?
Well, in my first career, I was a school principal in Plano, and then I left that when I retired and I started teaching myself and basically went into a transition mode of a social media strategist. And so it's proof of how you can do one thing but move into something else based on what the needs are with society. And so that's what I was doing. You know, everything I do is social media, LinkedIn, every platform you can possibly imagine, because it's a huge opportunity for people to expand their audience, their reach, et cetera. Just like we're tweeting about you as we're talking. Right? So I did that, and then I speak a lot because I love people, I love meeting people, and I love to speak and share the knowledge. And so then the natural transition for that was when Stacey and I got together and started talking. All of us brought in what we had come from and what our strengths were there. So to be able, though, to work with Linda and Stacey and to get their insights, their knowledge, their expertise, their experiences has been huge. We all are mentors to each other, and we say that every day. We always are learning from one another, and that's what we want for the women with Women's Leadership Live events. We want them to have access to women who have knowledge and skills that can benefit them in their professions, whatever that is. But to have access to women who can sit down and say, you know what? And I'll tell you a funny story. The other day we had a gathering here in Plano with over 100 women. They all came together to meet us all and everything. I'm a Texas girl. I love to talk. I love to talk fast. But Linda, in her beautiful way, is reminding me that I need to slow down, which let me just tell you, Kate, that's a challenge for her to get for me to do that. But she said, now remember, slow down. We mentor each other every day, and we want to expand that to all the other women who are interested as well. So, short answer.
I like that. I like that short answer. All right, Stacey, how about you listening to what Debbie's saying, that access, that knowledge? So is it just a myth? You know, it used to be, and I think somebody just created this to keep us separate, knowing that we could rule the world, that women didn't really help each other. But I don't think that's true. I think there is knowledge. I think there are a lot of women who want to give back. And obviously, that's why you're creating this network, because you feel that it's out there, correct?
And Kate, I think you're right. Yes, correct. I think you're right. I think if we give ourselves enough credit to know that women do come together when they're in a community and a sisterhood and they do share. I mean, it's proven. The data is now out that when companies boost women and their sisterhood and a community and their leadership roles, it also boosts the bottom line for companies. Our events are going to be about an environment, a safe place with the high potential for women to really engage in their work, their communities, their civic engagement, like Debbie said, but all the while raise their confidence far higher than they ever thought it could be. I mean, if you could just think out of the box for a minute, what it would be like from the moment you're born as a female to be told every day that you can achieve anything you want. How big would our confidence be? Still have a good ego, a self-respect, and be humble. I mean, there is a side to all of that, but sharpen women's leadership skills on how to develop that. We don't do that enough as women, energize each other. That's what our attendees will respectfully gain from being involved with women that have been doers, have sacrificed their own financial awareness, their own piggy banks to make their businesses happen. From a corporate person wanting to go to a C-suite office to an entrepreneur or a business leader who wants to thrive, really wants to make a difference, not just go through the mundane of the day-to-day of a job, but really wants to provide her family and herself with a method and a guidance for critical thinking and problem solving, we don't get deep enough in that to transform ourselves every day, and we don't take women by the hand and guide them to come with us. We're not taught that from the moment we're young girls. This is a program that's going to really change what mentoring looks like. And we're going to call each other out when we know we can be great and we don't do it, and we're going to push each other. And we're not going to do it for just a one feel-good weekend where we all come together and then we leave and then we get back home in our minutia of our lives, the day-to-day stuff, and forget what we learned. There will be an accredited mentoring program that will sustain those that choose to come in, get involved, and learn all of us together with experts in different industries, different perspectives of life that will give us perseverance, that will tell us how we can learn from the loss, learn from a gain, win and engage in our community, be able to take risks, be fearless, be able to learn how to negotiate like a Linda McMahon in a CEO position. Those are tasks that we women have learned in our 50s and 60s that we want to impart on other women that sometimes just don't know how to ask for help.
Oh, I love that. I love the idea that it's not just over, you feel good, you get all the information, and it's done, that in fact you learn more about negotiating, especially, which I think is so lost on so many women, and just because they don't know some of the ways that you can negotiate. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Linda, where do you hope this goes? I mean, this is your first stop, May 19th through the 22nd at the Omni Mandalay Hotel in Las Colinas. Is it the world? Is it the rest of the country? This is just the first stop.
Well, it is the first stop, and we will grow it first, little by little. We'll have two events this year. Next year, those number of events will grow, and they will be in different parts of the country. And I don't think there is really anything to stop us as to how far we grow, as long as we're delivering on what we promise. I'm always a believer that you underpromise and overdeliver. We want to see success with our women who are coming. We will continue to fine-tune and hone our program. We'll expand it. Because I'm sure the programs that we are offering this first time around, there will be more, and we will have more experts that will come in and talk to our women. But we clearly see it as a global platform. You know, that's a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of growth, but I think that we will bring more and more women on board with us as we continue to grow. And it's a bit of the same formula that we had with WWE. It's grassroots execution. Women will have access to the three of us and other of our experts. They can touch us, talk to us, interact with us, get our personal recommendations. And as Debbie or Stacy or both said, we continue to learn from each other, and we will learn from them as they will from us. And we'll just continue to grow. That's really what our driver is to continue to grow and to continue to have more and more women feel the strength of what we're doing.
Wow. And so, Stacy, as you go through this process, all three of you, how do you select and decide you're working through programs and who you're, I guess, having speak and who's doing the accreditation and whatnot? So you came up with the idea, you've got it ready to roll, you're rolling it out. What are some of the things women can expect that go and attend the first one?
But there's going to be panel discussions. There's going to be breakouts. There's going to be breakouts that if they don't get in the first breakout of their choice, there'll be other breakouts in the day where they can get on a rotation to get into those breakouts. They're going to meet great keynote speakers. As you know, it makes a huge difference when you're with people with influence. They take us to another level. I mean, you've learned that when you wrote your book about the man cave. You knew about the influence of all those people that you wanted to put in your book and what it would tell the story. Well, we want to tell that story for women the same way, Kate. We want to take them through those processes. There'll be events. There'll be parties. There'll be fun. There'll be all-inclusive. But it will be an intimate group. We must say that we only want about 200 women at our first event. Most people are like, oh, my gosh, there's 500 people that want to sign up for this. And we're like, we know. But we want to keep it intimate, and we want to keep a learning process. I also want to mention that since you do know the HSN family and how tight we are there, we have partnered with Bob Sarkostas, the father of invention of TV shopping channels for the past 40 years. He set our whole industry into motion. He has asked us, Women's Leadership Live, to be a conduit for females and their products and bring it on to a new show we have at HSN called American Dream. And we will vet women and their products, see how long they are in the process, their resources, their financial commitment to their companies, and bring them and their products to live television. There's so many venues and opportunities for women that are not just going to be the normal conference. This is a doing. This is a conference that when you come off of it, you're actually put into play. Things are happening. You're not just going and getting, like I said, the feel good. You're also getting access. I think that's the most important word for Linda, Debbie, and I. As we put this company together, we said, you know what? It's access. When was the last time you could actually go up and talk to a keynote speaker that has a name bigger than life? And that female actually talk back to you and ask you what your wants and desires are. You know, it's very hard for that process. Kate, you've been a motivational speaker forever. You've been on panels. Mm-hmm. You're a dynamic speaker. When you're in front of 1,000 people, they all want to talk to you. They all want to have access to you. That's why we want to keep it small and intimate. So women would be able to have access to people like you, because they would never in the normal day-to-day have that.
I might just jump in here, Kate, to say we could very well want to entertain. We'd love to entertain having you come and be a speaker for us at one of our events. I think that would be awesome.
I'm in, ladies. Are you kidding? Just to hang with the three of you and the wonderful people that you're going to bring in. Absolutely. We will set it up. You can count on me for sure. Well, this was just terrific, and we're very excited about it. Women's Leadership Live, remember, Omni Mandalay, May 19th through the 22nd in Las Colinas. Linda McMahon, Stacey Shefflin, and Debbie Saviano. You guys are really a savvy bunch of women with some fabulous ideas. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks. I hope everyone will check us out at womensleadershiplive.com.
Absolutely. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What can I do, baby? Get me a sheriff's cane. What can I do, baby?
Are you confused or you're tired of trying to figure it out? Oh, I feel you, America. We're talking about health insurance, of course, and this is this open enrollment period. It's the season to figure it all out. And things have really changed for millions of Americans since the Affordable Care Act. A lot of people, and I get these emails, I can feel the heat coming through the emails, are furious still over what's happened. They have larger co-pays, they have high deductibles, often not even wanting to go to the doctor, just trying to suffer through something because they're afraid of what is going to be the out-of-pocket cost. Oh, it's awful. So, to sort some of this out with us, Danny O'Connell joins us, health insurance expert. Hey, Danny, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you, Kate.
So you know what? Your phones must be ringing off the hook, I bet, and it's not to say Merry Christmas. It's to say, help me!
You know, I feel like I should start billing as part of a therapy group or a therapist. It's right. And the challenging part is every year this changes. And when you think, well, I found something, this works for me, and then lo and behold, you know, 10 months later, it's time to go through the process again, only to find out that all of your options are now completely different.
Yeah. So what should somebody do that's getting into this process and trying to figure out what's the right way to go? They're confused. They keep hearing, well, this insurance is cheaper, it's better, it goes further. And that's not often true. I think that's part of the problem.
Right. So number one, the first thing I would do is speak with your doctors and see what individual networks they are in, because unfortunately, the individual networks change almost every year. And really, that's going to be one of the major differences or a key difference between a plan offered through your employer or you going out and getting it on your own. It could be the exact same insurance company, but completely different network. So you want to go out and ask, are you taking these individual plans? What networks are you contracted with? I say that's step number one.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is really look at, okay, what type of a utilizer am I? Am I a person that, you know, I just kind of get seasonal sinus infections and I go to the doctor every now and then? Or am I somebody that's living with a chronic health condition? I'm on regular name brand medications. I need to see a specialist on a regular basis. Either way, I would say to expect to pay more when you're going and seeing a provider and being treated. So that would be the next thing. Just brace yourself, or it may cost you a little bit more, and each year it may cost you a little bit more to get treated. So those are two major things to be aware of.
Ooh. Okay, so the pay more scenario. Somebody told me the other day, you know what you can do? You can get a plan that's decent, and I love what you say. You absolutely call your doctor to find that out. Just don't play Russian roulette. But then you can also get the supplemental thing. There's supplemental insurance to cover you if something happens, something catastrophic or whatever it might be. That'll be a crazy number you would have to come up with, and there are a lot of insurance companies that offer that.
Yeah, some of the carriers offer like a rider or additional coverage in case of like a cancer or, you know, an accident that you can add onto the policy. And it's just kind of doing the math on those. I'm a big advocate of looking at disability and kind of like a critical illness policy and having your own. And a good critical illness policy is one that you can just buy direct from an insurance company. It's aside typically from your health insurance. But now you are starting to see health insurance companies offer the more limited ones. But the good thing about the critical illness policy is if you get diagnosed with something, it'll pay you lump sum, typically cash, for the diagnosis. And then you can go and see and get treated by whomever you want to, have experimental things, you know, covered, and have the money to be able to use that as you want.
Yeah, and usually that's relatively affordable, right?
It can be, absolutely, just depending on what level, you know, of coverage you want, age, covering the family, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think part of this is you just have to have, Danny, something that a lot of us don't have. It's patience. It's kind of like doing your taxes. You just have to take the day, take the days, and figure it out, do the math, like you said. Do you find when you get phone calls, I mean, people just want coverage because they're used to, especially depending on their work situation, being covered by work, and when all of a sudden they're catapulted into a different arena, it's uncomfortable, isn't it?
It is, and I would say definitely go work with an individual local in your area.
Mm.
There's a really good resource, one of our national associations. It's called NAHU, and their website is nahu.org, NAHU.org. And you can look up in your area different agents that are registered with them, and they're going to be very good professional agents. There's typically no cost to work with them. They can help you navigate the plans. There's no difference in cost with a plan of working with an agent than going direct and going through healthcare.gov. And they can really help you identify some key things that you need to be aware of and help you get that issued.
Okay, so we're in the open enrollment season. How long does this continue?
Yeah, so for this year, it's through January 31st. They can always extend it at the last minute. The first year, it was like a six-month period. Last year, they really didn't do that. And it's important for people to understand and your listeners to understand that basically now's your time to buy coverage for next year. So if you wait until March, unless if you have a life-changing event, you can't call up and say, I need insurance now. It's January 31st, and that coverage will go into effect February 1st, and then that's pretty much it for the year.
Right, so if you miss it, you're stuck. Yeah, I guess you can get catastrophic.
you're pretty well stuck and you're facing a penalty from the IRS usually. And next year it goes up again.
Ooh.
And that's another frustrating part about this is, you know, people did their taxes this year. They paid the penalty and they're like, all right, well, it's cheaper than getting insurance. That's true. But then this year for 2015, the penalty is actually double what it was last year. But you don't find that out until typically April and the marketplace is closed. And so now somebody thinks that they paid one thing, and then next year in April of this coming year, they're going to find out their penalty was double what it was.
Wow. Wow.
And it goes up and up.
And everybody's different economically, and how many children you have, what size your family is, all that kind of stuff obviously plays into this if you're not doing it through an employer. What about for low-income Americans? What about those people? Are there still subsidies, breaks? Because there was confusion over that.
There are, and you have to be careful kind of where your income is. It really dictates where you purchase. So there is the Medicaid market for the lower income people, and that's normally an individual making under $17,000 a year. And then when you go to healthcare.gov to estimate that subsidy, it'll tell you if your income needs to kick you back to the Medicaid program through the state or if you're eligible for a subsidy through the federal government. And this year, I went through and I started kind of playing with it. And for me, I was putting in different income amounts, and the subsidy calculator through healthcare.gov was not working for a period of time. It's supposed to tell you at $46,000 or below, you start getting this kind of sliding scale. Mine, I couldn't get a subsidy until I was showing $33,000 of income, and it gave me a subsidy of $8 a month. And then the other part, too, that you got to be careful of, Kate, is when you give that, that's an estimate on based on what you think your income is going to be the next year.
Yeah.
So you actually get the option to say, give me all of it, part of it, or none of it. And the first full year that we went through this, 50% of the people who got subsidies actually owed money back to the IRS.
Oh, that would be awful. And see, here's the interesting thing, and you know this, Danny, and we're speaking with Danny O'Connell, health insurance expert. A lot of times when you have entrepreneurs, and we have a country filled with more and more entrepreneurs, and you know how that is. One year you could be killing it, and then maybe you have kind of a down year. So it's hard to estimate, I think, with some small businesses, depending on how they pay themselves and what they do. I think that becomes pretty tricky.
It definitely is. It's a frustration, and you've got business owners that don't show any income and take it out at the end of the year and a lot of different things. So from the calculation, the penalty calculation, the other part is it's the modified adjusted gross household income. So it takes into account everything, alimony, child support. Anything that is producing income to you is thrown into that number.
So here's a question for you. Since you've been in this business for a while, and you now you've seen what's happened with this flip with the affordable health care, is it just the way it was implemented, like we'll throw this out here and then we'll worry about what's not working? How confusing is it from your side of it? I guarantee you've had to scramble and change some of your knowledge base.
Absolutely. And when the bill was passed, I think the intent was good, but the failure was in the execution and the people who were actually putting this together. And so much of it, the language in the bill says, subject to the discretion of the Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services. So it means that one person controls our health care, and they can make decisions one way or the other. I know a lot of people talk about President Obama extending and delaying and do these different things, but really that secretary at a whim can make any type of change. So at the beginning, we were seeing changes under Sebelius almost weekly, and now you're kind of seeing, okay, monthly type of thing. And I still have employers asking me, as of this weekend, is this going to get delayed? Because you have business owners that have never offered coverage that are now, do I pay the penalty or do I offer coverage?
Yeah,
absolutely. And we've been very successful in working with our clients and finding an affordable solution relative to the market that can beat the penalty and still add value to your employees so you're not just throwing your money away.
Yeah, no kidding. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you in the great state of Texas, how do they do that?
Yeah, so they can call us from anywhere. We do business all across the U.S., but our number is 214-750-7557. Again, that's 214-750-7557.
Yeah, great information. I hope everybody was taking notes. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.